Today I want to talk a little bit about the origins of the Civil War, and I wanted to start by just explaining when the Spanish Civil War took place and what it involved. And then I'm going to go and look at some of the political tensions that developed in Spain before the Civil War, and then I'm going to have a short section looking at the actual reasons for the Civil War. So maybe if I can start with just a little bit of information about what the Spanish Civil War was. It took place between July 1936 and late March 1939, and it involved supporters of the democratically elected centre-left government of the Second Republic against an alliance of soldiers and civilians who, from the 1st of October 1936, came under the leadership of General Franco. Nazi Germany and Fascist Italy intervened on the side of the Francoists, and the Soviet Union, alongside 35,000 volunteers from 53 countries, joined the international brigades and backed the Second Republic. The war became the symbol of the struggle between fascism and communism, the defence of democracy, and the need to prevent a Second World War by containing aggressive fascism. So that's just a little bit of an overview of what the Spanish Civil War was. What I'd like to do now is try and look at, in a very brief terms, some of the tensions that were developing in the political system before the Civil War, and help us understand why the Civil War broke out in July 1936.